I'm Justine Grieve, reporting for Harvest Public Media. I met up with Ryan Brady at the house where he grew up, one his father built near Cimarron, Kansas. He still lives there, on land his family has farmed for four generations. In one sense, Brady has been farming for most of his 40 years, but in another, he's a newcomer. He attended college after high school and then taught junior high math. In 2005, he joined the Peace Corps and went to Tanzania. After he came back, he took over his father's farm full-time. Now he's newly married and settled into life as a farmer, happy to have a job that makes him feel free.
Ryan Brady. I farm here north of Cimarron, taken over a family farm that started with my great-grandfather. This was what I did as a kid. I don't recall going to the swimming pool or going into town playing t-ball or anything. I loved growing up here with my siblings, and I had a best friend that was just a couple miles down the road, and the fields were my backyard. Some of my better memories are sleeping in the back of a tractor with my dad while he was driving. I was small enough to where I could lay out on this little ledge behind the seat, and I would just sit back there and eventually fall asleep while he went back and forth. I'm very fortunate that our parents were really adamant that we get out and travel, go to college. They never once told us to come back to the farm. In fact, it was probably the other way around. Dad was always adamant about going out and getting a different career. Actually, when I came back from teaching and I decided to farm full time, my father had kept a piece of paper during my senior year in high school, right after graduation. It was just a particular rough day. I don't know. It was probably something similar, like maybe the AC went out on the tractor and we still had to work throughout the day. I don't know. But I came home very frustrated, very tired, and probably made some wise mark to my dad: I'll never sit my butt on a tractor seat again. And my dad did not get mad. We wrote it out on a piece of paper, and I signed it, and him and my mother notarized it. And he kept that for 10 years in his wallet. And so then when I did come back from Africa, he gave that back to me permanently. He said, you went back on your word.